Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. This is Dan's Health Talks, by the way. And I have one of my favorite guests. I mean, he's written close to 30 books. I think he has written 30 books in the nutritional field and just gives some of the best lectures in the country. People just line up, just standing room only, literally the last one he gave in Oklahoma City, and that's Dr. Kaz Ingram. And Dr. Ingram, right now, we're going to spring is coming up, though it can be a problem all year round. Spring is hitting here and where we're at, and we're going to also have summer and spring allergies and summer colds. What do you know in the natural world that is really effective on that?
You know, there's a lot. People talk about vitamin C. They talk about the garlic and onion. They talk about nettles and quercetin and all sorts of antihistamines, such odd. The kingpin is the oregano. I mean, you know, you could play around with this thing, this sinus, bronchial, allergy, runny nose, rhinitis, post-nasal drip. Play with it if you want. You want to obliterate it, take it out right now. You've got to get into the wild oregano, the P73 it's known as, the oreganol. You got to. You know, you got to take that as that extremely powerful antihistamine under the tongue, rub it around the nose, slip it on a Q-tip up the schnoz.
Yeah, be real careful there, folks. It's hot. Yeah, so
it's hotter, and you know what? But it takes him out completely. You have a sneezing fit. You have an allergy fit. Your post-nasal drip is driving you crazy, and the snot and the noxiousness of the dripping. Take it out. You go down to Meridian. You go down to Omega Health and such odd, and you get a bottle. I mean, for how many years have we been talking about this?
Since I've known you.
There's nothing in the world that can match its powers when you're sick with allergy. It shuts it out, whether it's the swelling of the eyes, pollen sensitivity, or you know, or the rhinitis, or the runny nose, or post-nasal drip, it doesn't matter. If it's mites, if it's hay fever, if it's mold, it's irrelevant. It wipes it out.
Now, folks, when you do, if you put it up your nose, Miss Judy showed me how to do it, is you open the nose up, put a little bit on a Q-tip, and you don't want to touch the edge of the nose because it'd be too hot. And you put it, but you don't have pain sensitivity to the inside the nose. And you can rub it around in that.
The medial septum, the septum bone, doesn't have pain receptor situation. So you're right. You slide that Q-tip up with a little oregano oil on, and you start cooking it. Now, you could also use the sinus spray, Sinuorega. It's known as fantastic. Oil of bay leaf, oregano, sage, and saline.
Okay.
On your back.
Go ahead.
You know, squeeze a bunch of it up in the schnozola, suck it up, you know, breathe it up, and let it cook that junk out of there. What people suffering senselessly? Stuff works. It works, you know, within seconds or less.
Well, also putting it under your tongue, and it's going to get.
You have to.
Yeah, it's going to get in the blood.
Somebody says, I don't want to mess with it, then take the capsules. I don't care how you do it, but you're having all this manner of seasonal allergic airborne sensitivity and mold sensitivity, which can lead to then sinusitis, chronic sinusitis, bronchitis, pneumonitis, pneumonia, chronic cough, dry cough, rhinitis, post-nasal drip, and you're suffering without any reason to suffer. That's
yeah.
How insane it is.
Yeah, people have been amazed by this for many, many years, and you can use it for more serious things. And even little babies, you taught me a long time ago, you can put it on their feet and then put some socks over it, rub it on the soles of the feet.
You do that, and you rub it on their chest. You can, and if you want to go a little more aggressive, there's a product called Oregaresp, which is a desiccated oregano, sage, cumin, and bay leaf, or cinnamon. And those capsules, somebody says, you know, I don't want to mess with this. I don't want to put anything up my nose. Just give me some capsules. That would be your best capsule, and you would take two twice a day, two, three times a day. I don't care how much you take. Whatever it takes to not have a seasonal allergy syndrome. And if you have chronic sinusitis, maybe you take more. Maybe you take three times a day. And then you also maybe take the oil as well. But Look, you have the oil of oregano, you have the Sinu Orega, and you have the Oregaresp. So they're brands, which is nice, so that you don't have to go and look at the shelf at the health food store for 20 minutes and try to figure it out. Just get the stuff.
Yeah.
That's been studied.
Yeah.
Go on, visit the store.
Yeah,
what are you doing, you know, going on the internet? You've got some knowledgeable people there that see dozens and dozens of people and support them. They can tell you about dosage. They can give you literature. Anyway, how if we don't support the little stores?
Well, it's not just that. For those little stores to survive, they have to become practitioners that really know how to apply something. They know the feedback from the people they've introduced it to, what they've found. And a lot of times we get our best information from the field, from people saying, oh, I took this and now I don't have this problem anymore. And so when you go in, those people really know what they're talking about. There's some other stores that do have those, but the chain stores, it's just a grocery store and some things are thrown up there. So really check those out. And it's very, very important. And they only carry the best stuff. So in that category, in those herbal categories, it's mainly North America Urban Spice. So do look for those stores, folks. Take advantage of it because you do want to support them because they also have the ability to support you. And
yeah,
Dr. Ingram's right. The mom and pops.
It'd be terrible if these mom and pops that have been in business for 20, 30 years with all their knowledge and their expertise, if they shudder. So I really think we have to change our consciousness. And at least, you know, sometimes you buy on the internet, you don't have much choice, but check the store first.
Yes. And you may not find as much as you would find on the internet or in the some of the really big stores, but you'll find the best stuff because they have to give you things that makes a difference, that motivate you to come back. And so when they're talking about oregano P73 or the Regarest or any of those things for allergies, those things will actually, you'll go, okay, in 2 days, I don't have the problem. Or in 1 day, I feel fantastic. And I've been bothered for every year by that problem. Those are the things, yeah.
I know. You see, basically hay fever and, you know, Oklahoma allergens, and of course you're national and different things, but any of the rhinitis, the sinusitis, the chronic dry cough that occurs, the postnasal drip, none of that's necessary. That's because the oregano takes it out. And the beauty of the P73 oreganol is the name, is that it's daily use.
Yes.
I can't speak for I get it, you know, they started the whole thing, the oreganol did, and, you know, there's competition and that's whatever, and there's 30 brands, whatever, but we found that most of them, even if they say certified organic, are farm-raised, you see? They're falsifying, acting as if they truly are wild Mediterranean, but they're not. You're not going to get the same results from the wild oregano that grows on the rocks. That's where you're going to get the power to get rid of, plus you have daily use on that. So that's why I keep saying, go to get the P73. It makes it easy for you. That's the brand. That's a daily use. That's what you use under the tongue. That's what you put in the nose. That's the one that you can use for your children or your pets, or if you want to take capsules on a daily basis, whatever. And the same with the Regarest. Same group, North American Urban Spice. Also wild. You know, the cumin isn't wild. No, cumin isn't ever wild, but the sage in there is wild, and the oregano is wild. And they're both, you know, picked off the mountains and then distilled.
Yeah, folks, when Dr. Ingram first introduced me to the oregano P73, when he told me it grew right out of the rocks of marble and taking those minerals in the marble and making it grows at 10,000 feet, really hardy plant, I went, grows out of the rocks? But it processes the minerals that make up marble and makes it super hot. I think you also told me years ago, most of the oregano oil sold in this country is actually Mexican sage and actually can be a problem, can be toxic even to people.
And well, so, it is. It's because it has too much thymol. And so, I mean, look, I'm telling you, you can definitely take the high mountain oregano and do whatever you want with it. If you've got, maybe you've got Lyme disease, you've got HEP, or you've got Epstein-Barr, and you need a candida, and you want to take 10 or 20 drops twice a day, you can do that. I can't speak for the other material. Some of it's really high in thymol, and thymol is irritating and is somewhat poisonous. But the P73, you're good to go. You know, it's low, extremely low thiamol. It's basically the same spice oil that they use in ragu spaghetti sauce. It's just, you know, it's food.
Oh, you're talking about the other companies? Yeah.
No, the oregano is a food grade. Wild oregano is food grade.
I didn't know they were using
it. Actually, quite a few millions of dollars is purchased and used in the food and perfume industries. The wild oregano from the mountains, yeah.
So used in the perfume industries.
Oh, yeah. There's a fraction that they take off that has a very robust aroma, and it's used in extremely expensive perfumes. So with the oregano, it doesn't matter. If you want to take a lot of it, if you've got chronic sinus and bronchitis, chronic cough, pneumonia, mycoplasma, TB, something, you know, sicko, bronchiectasis, emphysema, COPD, pound it.
Huh.
Pound the Oregamax, or the oregano. You can pound the Oregarasp. You can pound the juice. The juice, don't forget, is the best thing for chronic dry cough anyway. It penetrates so well. So you can just hit these things.
Yeah, I like to hit the juice twice a day.
He's a fanatic. He's totally fanatic about the juice over there. He knows all about it. He can tell you more stories than I know.
I know. And I also, my friend Dr. McDay, I was picking up another doctorate studying, and I was studying under him, and he kept going on and on about the juice, how important the juice was. And he's right. And I got this respiratory thing. One of the first things I went down to, I think at this time it was Meridian Nutrition, and got two bottles of the juice of oregano and sipped on that two or three times a day. I'm okay now.
Fantastic thing. Even just for general health and keeping you strong and vital and crossing the blood-brain barrier as it does for neurological support, for the support of the gut, for the support of the pancreas. Gosh, we had some people with very serious pancreatic disorders. They responded brilliantly to the oregano juice.
Fantastic.
And that's only available in, you know, an aggressive posture at Omega and at Meridian. Maybe some of the other stores, if they don't have it, harass them a little bit. But those two, that fellow at Meridian, he says he sells like 30 or 40 bottles a month, and he's using it for, you know, a wide range of health issues. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to have to, you know, find out what he's using it for. I use it for pancreatic, for diabetes, for thyroid, cysts, and for the lungs, as well as neurological. So there's another option there, juice of wild oregano.
Well, one of the things I first noticed about it many years ago was when I first took that, is I could take it before I had to go to live radio, and it would wake me up. It would bring oxygen to the brain. And
that's,
I thought,
pretty amazing. It is going to give the oxygen. Hey, how do you know you don't have much oxygen? Look at your half moons. If you don't have any half moons on the index ring and middle finger, index ring and middle, you better take down some oregano juice and get oxygenated, and black seed oil and B complex, whole food B complex, purely B. You need to do something, you know, more dark leafy greens to get your oxygen. Your thyroid is too low if you don't have any half moons, all that type of thing.
You know, we got to run, Dr. Ingram, but I really appreciate you educating our listeners. They can benefit
run, but
from
don't
that.
Run away forever.
Okay. I'll talk to you again very soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Those in the know North America Urban Spice. If you're really trying to stay healthy, their oregano P73, their juice oregano, I'm using that two or three times a day. Their black seed oil, I'm using right now, their black seed plus. Phenomenal products. They have so many high quality products. They're sometimes a little costier, but that's because they really put everything into it, and you'll get the effects you're looking for. So look for North America Urban Spice. They're known nationally and internationally all over the world. North America Urban Spice. I want to introduce you to my friend Spencer Williams. Spencer has a really good program. Spencer, what is this program?
Dan, I'm glad to be here. We have a program that tests DNA for cancer. All Medicare patient recipients is qualified for a test, no money out of pocket. Call 208-400-0808.
That's 208-400-0808. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people. but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And the reason I say Dan's Health Talks is not only because that's what I named the show, but 12 to 1, I do a show online. And then that show is podcast up on iHeart. So if you go to iHeartRadio and go to the podcast and then go to the health and then do Dan's Health Talks, put that in. No apostrophe, but just D-A-N-S, Health Talks. You'll see the about 10 shows there. Podcast is sitting there, and you can listen to those shows and go through them. We've covered a lot of different subjects. Now, there was a period in there that I had that respiratory thing, so my voice was a little weak and energy and stuff, but I'm back full-blown now. And part of it is that juice of oregano and the black seed that I was taking, the Black Seed Plus. I'm taking both of those. And they has made a difference. But I've noticed it most in my gut. I don't know what happened, but about three or four years ago, I ate something that I don't know if it's parasites or fungus, but it built up in my gut. It felt like it was blocking the intestines. And like I swallowed a baseball, and I would eat and my stomach would blow up. I mean, just blow up. I mean, it was looking like I was pregnant. And I'm going, well, I can see my abs, but I'm swollen out like I'm pregnant. And I'd work on that. And it literally, it caused me a lot of problems. It really did. And so I was doing all kinds of oregano oil, digestive enzymes, colon cleanse, liver cleanse, all this different stuff. And it all helped somewhat. And I've been doing the keto diet, which I think is the best diet you can do, at least for me it is. There is ways of doing it as a vegetarian. Now, I don't eat much protein anymore. I eat a little meat, a little chicken here, sometimes a little beef, and salmon is what I can really feel the benefits from. So I take some salmon on top of the North America Urbans, the Nordic Naturals Omega-3 oil, I'd use their Ultimate. Taking those, I really feel a benefit from it. We'll go on that in just a second. But anyway, when I started using the black seed and the black seed plus, and I started using the juice of oregano, then on top of the other things I was doing, that's when my gut started coming back to normal. And I've dropped quite a bit of weight. There was something about that whole thing with the intestines and stuff that blew me up to about 221 pounds. And I'm not tall. Anyone that knows me, I'm definitely not tall. I'm only 5'6", and that may be on a good day. I haven't measured in a long time, but I always measured out as 5'6". And so that's a lot of weight, and it was thick through the middle. And so now I'm 199, and probably in another month, I may be 189. May take a little bit longer. I'm not in a big hurry. Some people say, oh, you've lost enough weight. I like to flatten my stomach out a little bit more. But the keto diet is a big part of that, but you have to do it right. You have to get a lot of good oils. If I'm doing salmon, which you got a lot of omega-3s in there, if I'm doing salmon, I cover it with olive oil, sometimes a little avocado oil, and I'll put some Bragg's vinegar on top of that, in that, and I'll fix up enough salmon that I close it up and use it twice, use it a couple times a day. But it's real, maybe twice that day or some the next morning. But salmon is really good for you. But most of you are not going to eat salmon every day like they do in Norway, or eat cod every day, eat the cod liver like they do up in Norway. So what you have to do is you have to get Nordic Naturals. Nordic Naturals is everywhere. I mean, you can find it almost any place that sells any kind of nutritional products. They have a full line. To get the full line, you sometimes have to go to the smaller stores that have the designed for different things. Like they have Nordic Naturals for women, for children. They have gummies, and they have for eyesight. But the one I take is the Ultimate Nordic Naturals. I'll take that, I'll take two or three of the Ultimates in the morning. And sometimes I'll do that again in the evening. Really, really important for the heart, for the brain, for the joints, for regulating and minimizing the inflammation throughout the body. But it does more than that. There's all kinds of receptor sites for omega-3. But again, and I've told you this many, many times over, there's oils you have to avoid. Cottonseed oil, which a lot of times that's what nuts are soaked in. Soy oil, which is common in restaurants, and corn oil, very common. the advertisement out saying corn oil is good for you. I'm going, no, it's not. But anyway, you got to safflower oil and sunflower oil. Now, sunflowers, I eat sunflower seeds, but I take a lot of omega-3, but they really are quite inflammatory. And then, peanut oil, a lot of times it's used. You got to avoid those oils and then take olive oil, a lot of olive oil, omega-3, good doses of omega-3, coconut oil, excellent for you, virgin coconut and the MCT. Folks, we'll be right back. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just look years younger. So call 800-632-2910. 800-632-2910. And you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, and it's Dan's Health Talks is the name of my show. And I have for one of my favorite guests with me, I have Dr. Brian Frank. And the reason, besides him being a great guy, one of the reasons I like interviewing him is he's able to get results in areas a lot of doctors don't, because he'll look at other things that he's open to that are really quite phenomenal that traditionally is not part of the regular MD you'd go see. So thank you, Dr. Frank, for being with us.
Hey, glad to be here, Dan. Thanks.
Well, one of the things, I saw you Monday. I'm getting the magnetic therapy, the prolotherapy, and I really like it. Usually I fall asleep in a few seconds and snore, and it may only be 15 minutes, but it feels like I've rested for an hour or so when I come see you. And I guess that's fairly common for people to and maybe not snore, but to just feel so relaxed they're out of it.
Yeah, you know, it is pretty common with the therapy we call the biomagnetic paratherapy. It's not common magnet therapy like I've done for 40 years being an acupuncturist, but this is a very specific therapy where we, through an energy muscle testing, we identify the organs and tissues in the body that are out of proper polarity, out of balance, and they'll always be paired with another organ or tissue that will, one will be treated negative, one will be treated positive, and it is really pretty remarkable. About half the patients just, relax comfortably, but half of them very quickly doze off really deeply like you do.
Yeah, I enjoy that part. Come in tired and walk out rested. Now, you also can use different therapies to work on areas that people have trouble with, like shingles. We talked about that. Tell me what you do there and what kind of results you're seeing there.
Well, there's two things that I would do for shingles that are, you know, other than the antiviral medications or the corticosteroids or whatever that the family doctors would typically use for shingles. It is a virus. It's a herpes zoster virus or a herpes varicella virus. And so the magnet therapy actually can be quite effective for that, and that'll surprise a lot of people because they're not familiar that magnets can actually be antimicrobial. But, you know, in our work over in Kenya with malaria and typhoid fever, malaria being a parasite and the number one killer of mankind, and then typhoid fever being a bacteria, I've done trials over there with treating with nothing but magnets, and we see 70-80% clearance within 2 days of each of those illnesses. And so, you know, to consider that we could help people with shingles, or at this time of year, we've had people come in with upper respiratory infections, you know, either sore throat or cough or a little bronchitis, and we help clear that very quickly. Sometimes with sinus problems, I have people tell me that sometimes their sinuses decongest literally during that 15, 16 minutes of while the magnets are in place. So that's one thing I would do for the shingles. And then also, I have the most advanced silver solution product that's available. It's called structured silver. It's generations more advanced than the old colloidal silver that's been around for a century. But for shingles, I definitely encourage people to be on our structured silver product, both orally, so they'll have it systemically, but then if they have active lesions from shingles currently, then we can use it as a silver gel, and both of those are great, great approaches for what can be a really tough condition.
There's actually a number of different disease states that would work on this, correct? I mean, not just shingles, but, well, obviously if it work on shingles, it works on the herpes that some people out there suffer from. And yeah. And we're talking about respiratory problems like the we've had, I think, 51 people die of the flu this year. And there's not much that medicine has, that traditional medicine. I know you're an MD and a doctor, another fellowship in anti-aging. But there's not much they have that they can do for viruses. Antibiotics has no effect whatsoever. So when you go to the doctor or the people that are hospitalized with the flu, they can try to keep fluids in you and minerals and everything else so you don't lose your electrolytes and don't dehydrate too much and all that. But other than that, I don't think they have too much, do they?
No, conventional medicine doesn't really have a lot to offer in that regard. It's primarily it's supportive. There are a few antiviral Flumidine and things like that are out there, but you know, I've always felt that the results we get with the structured silver and the results we get with the magnets, and you know, I don't get sick very often, but occasionally when I do come down with a cold, we pretty well knock it out within about 24 hours or less without having to take any medication.
Oh, wow. Now, you go over to the Himalayas, Dr. Frank, and you work with a leopard colony. And when I first met you, I went, really? I thought that was contagious. And you said, well, not as you drink after them, but it's contagious. As long as you're drinking your own bottled water or whatever, you're okay. And, you know, because I grew up with Ben-Hur and those kind of movies with, and thinking, you know, uh-oh, you're going to lose the tip of your nose. You're going to lose, you know, all this stuff. And but you have actually used the magnetic therapy and stuff on them as well and got good results, haven't you?
Yeah, and patients with leprosy, they have the Mycobacterium leprae, the organism. It's very different from its cousin for tuberculosis. TB prefers warm, moist climates. That's why you typically get TB in the lungs. But leprosy, that Mycobacterium, it prefers cool, dry. And so it goes to the nerves of the extremities, like the hands and the feet, and then the nose and the face, which are cooler. And so when it damages the nerves, if they're sensory nerves, then people will have areas where they're just numb. They don't feel. And then when they have motor nerves that move muscles, when those are affected, then they're going to not be able to pick up their cup, or they're going to have a drop foot, or they're going to have some element of paralysis. And so, you know, it's a really debilitating illness. And unfortunately, in South Asia, it's still pretty significant. But yeah, they end up having a lot of surgeries, and especially after the surgeries, we've been able to help them recover and speed up that recovery process with the biomagnetic pair.
And do they recover some of their nerve damage where they started able to feel areas they couldn't feel before?
No, that's a pretty tough deal. Once the way that bacteria works, once it's damaged the nerve, that's a permanent event for them.
I see. Yeah, once you cut the wire, it stays cut, basically.
Right.
Now, you do a medical missionary work, and that's why you go over there as and able to help people that normally wouldn't be able to get help. So, again, tell people how to get a hold of you. There's some people that may be very interested in helping you with your missionary work, you know, maybe either sponsoring or other doctors that may hear this. Give them your phone number once more.
Yeah, so the clinic phone number is 405-763-7603, but we do have a mission website at globalmissionpartners.org, and that's got information and on all our projects and lots of pictures from all over the world.
Fantastic. Give them that website once more, the global.
Yeah, globalmissionpartners.org.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Frank, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks, Dan.
I want to introduce you to my friend Spencer Williams. Spencer has a really good program. Spencer, what is this program?
Dan, I'm glad to be here. We have a program that tests DNA for cancer. All Medicare patient recipients is qualified for a test, no money out of pocket. Call 208-400-0808.
That's 208-400-0808. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have my friend Dr. Larry McDay with me. He's also a PhD in nutrition and also a naturopath doctor. And he's been at this at that level doing nutritional counseling even longer than I have. Larry had been at it 4 or 5 years before I met Larry, I think. And Larry, I appreciate you being with us. And you're doing nutritional counseling again now, aren't you?
Right, yeah. I took a little bit of time off. I had decided to retire and decided after about a year or so. I didn't like it, so we're back in the business.
Yeah, you know, we always think, oh, I'd like to just kick back. But when you kick back too long, you go, well, I'm just sort of wasting my time here.
That's right. So, we can only watch so many Hogan Heroes and Price is Right, and then it gets real old.
I'm going through all the old Perry Masons myself. But
yeah,
anyway.
That's pretty good, sure.
Now, your Super Dan and Dan, which is not named after me, folks. It's Daily Assured Nutrition. The acronym is the same as my first name. And you can get these at Meridian Nutrition. They're the only place that carries them at 1321 North Meridian. Or you can get them from Larry there in Norman, or he can send them out to you. These products are a combination of how many nutrients in there? About 130?
Just about 125 different nutrients. And, of course, we changed the formula as we have gone along. Now, we've been offering the Super Dan for about 8 years, the Dan even longer than that. And, again, as things come about, for instance, one of my favorite things that we've put in there is, of course, a B vitamin complex, as natural as we can get. Mostly I don't like to use synthetic vitamins. However, in this particular situation, there is one called benfotiamine, which is vitamin B1 thiamine, and that is more useful for most folks than the natural B1. So we like that. And we also have good quality CoQ10. Now, CoQ10 can mean a lot of things, but we want the reduced kind, the ubiquinol, rather than ubiquinone. As we get older, we have to have something for our cardiovascular system, mm-hmm. our entire system, to make sure that our mitochondria, our little furnace burners, energy producers, are working at full speed. And that's one of the things that we have in the Super Dan, and Dan for that matter. that will actually be so helpful to the body to help itself.
Yeah, there's so much in balancing things, folks, that we can't do it in this show. It would take a number of classes to explain why things are arranged the way they are, the different forms of vitamin E and what you, and the arrangement of those, the different forms, and the right way to chelate magnesium, calcium, the right form. Some of it you you buy off the shelf and, oh, I got a great price on magnesium or calcium. It won't do you any good. Very, very little
right.
of it
and
will
I
get in.
I would even add there, I hate to interrupt, but when it comes to calcium, be cautious. People think you have to have calcium for healthy mm-hmm. bones and teeth and hair and a few other things. You have to be calcium aware in that too much can be a problem. Many years ago, we used to have 1,500 milligrams of calcium in our various formulas. Now we only have 400 milligrams because we need good quality magnesium far more than we need to do with excess calcium, which can be problematic with atherosclerosis and a few other things. And then it depends on the type of calcium. 9 different forms of calcium to begin with. The one in most formulas out there is just like the wallboard in your house. Calcium carbonate, almost a useless, if not completely useless, form of calcium for most people.
You know, I'm glad to know, I haven't even read the label on the calcium to know that it went from that high. I remember, sort of remember it being that high, then it was down to about 1,000, but I didn't know you dropped it to 400.
Because again, you do have some options of getting quality calcium from some of the good foods that you eat out there.
Yeah, I eat a lot of broccoli, for instance, and that's one source.
The main problem, and don't depend on dairy for that calcium. That's not a good form of calcium to begin with, and most people shouldn't be eating dairy to begin with. So, again, there are so many things, and we could talk about on another show, but we have actually put something in the formula now. We don't have it delivered to us, but in about 3 to 4 weeks, we'll have something that will help with the lectin problem out there. But
you
that's
know,
another show almost by itself.
Well, we'll do another show. One thing I do want to say, though, folks, the calcium, as someone listening to this, or like my older brother who's great science background, he would say, well, calcium's calcium, Dan. You can see it right there in the elemental chart. What we're talking about is they chelate it to pull it into the cells with different things. And when they chelate it with...
Calcium has to be delivered in different little truckloads of the calcium. And so I call the delivery system like a big old truck, dump truck, or coming along and dumping off the calcium. But it might be calcium gluconate, it might be calcium carbonate, it might be chelated calcium, it could be that. So calcium is calcium, but it depends on how it's delivered.
Now, Larry, before the time gets away with us, we only have about a minute left here. Tell people how to get a hold of you, because you want to write this number down, folks. And if you know anyone that deals with diabetes, I think Larry's the best person you can find because he had to solve the problem himself. Now, Larry, how do people get a hold of you?
Our area code is 405. We're located in Norman. And the telephone number is 447-6448. That's 405-447-6448. Now, we don't answer the phone right off the bat. We'll let it go to voicemail because we're so busy, but we'll return your call within minutes and be glad to speak to you as long as you want to talk.
And the Dan and Super Dan, we'll cover this in more detail on another show, but there's a way to energize that dependent on your own energy using your saliva and your urine, and he'll tell you how to do that when you call it, and it will make it even more effective for you, and it'll be specialized for your own needs depending on where you're most deficient and what you need to be brought up. So that's a very, very interesting thing. I want you to take advantage of it. Larry, I want to thank you for being with us, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, Dan. Thank you.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. There's a subject, folks, I really need to talk more about. In fact, I think next week I might spend more time on this. But one of the sad things that's happening to our society is we're literally starving our children of good nutrition. this fast food nation, eating French fries and just junk and living on sodas, has really done a job on it. Here's what happens. Let's say you drink a soda high in sugar, corn syrup, and throw in some French fries, and French fries will be sugar in the body in 20 minutes. Okay. At first, you get some energy from that. So that sets you up for a little bit of addiction to it. But then it runs as it runs the sugar up, the body's sugar levels rise. It's like going up a roller coaster. And instead of just sort of leveling out, you take a steep dive. When it takes a steep dive, then you're hungry again. And that's what creates a lot of the overeating in our society. But here's what happens after you've done that time and time again. When you're young, it makes for hyperactive kids. Oh, let's put them on Ritalin because they have attention deficit. When they're eating poor, they don't have enough B vitamins in their diet, no minerals in their diet, they're deprived of it. They have all this anxiety that good supplements may take care of. Now, but when their blood sugar is jumping around like that, it creates a paranoia and anxiety. And after a while, they end up with adrenal exhaustion, and they can't handle stress. Then you get some kids shooting up the school because everybody is stressing him. When 20, 30 years ago, he wouldn't have reacted that way because his body could handle a lot of it. But people can't handle it anymore like they used to. Road rage and everything else. They had an adolescent prison in England, and they gave half the kids vitamins and minerals. Nothing big deal, just vitamins and minerals, and measured their behavior. They had 20% of the fights and discipline problems of the kids that didn't have the vitamins and minerals. That's how important it is, but it's important because our food is deprived of that. It's empty. And our body needs good nutrition. First thing you need to put your kid on is some good B vitamins, not synthetic Bs. Synthetic Bs, you can usually tell because it'll be like 25, 25, 25, or 50, 50, 50. That means they're making it out of oil and rearranging the molecules. And the body can use it, but not well. But you need some good vitamins and minerals for kids. You need fish oil. Anoric Natural makes some wonderful fish oil products for children. You have to get that DHA up. There's so many things we need to do for our kids. And I'm going to elaborate more on this. But eating is part of the reasons we are seeing the behavior problems we have today. And we'll be right back, folks. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I appreciate you being with me this week. One thing I want to let you know is we have a new opportunity here. Cancer is the number two killer. But it's a very scary way, and a lot of people don't know that they're sitting on something that can be a real problem, or they may not have hardly any problems at all in that area. And a lot of that can be found in your genetics. There are certain cancers that they have identified, quite a few, that have a link to your chromosomes, to your genes. And now, fortunately, for Elisa, we think to the first of the year, Medicare is paying for a test, and some of the supplement companies, and what I have, which is with AARP, is United Healthcare, and they're paying for it. So I have a friend of mine, Spencer Williams, that is involved with this, and he introduced me to it. So, Spencer, thank you for being with us, and tell us more about it.
Thanks for having me on the show today, Dan. My name is Spencer Williams, and this is a DNA test for cancer in 141 areas plus. And what they're doing is Medicare, red, white, and blue providers who have coverage, the Medicare is willing to pay for a test for you to know what you and your family has in the background based on cancer DNA. This is to help you to be able to fight it early, know that you possibly have it or know how to treat in the future for your kids what they possibly could have as a danger to them.
Yeah, I really like that part of it because your kids and grandkids, it's nice to know that, hey, and because the sophistication of going after cancer is getting better and better all the time. But right now, a lot of the one of the reasons Medicare is helping with this is it's too broad in its approach, and it may cause people a lot of problems, or they may not. Or in another regard, they may think they're fine, and they need to be cautious of certain areas. Let's say you have a propensity for colon cancer, or if you're a woman, you have a propensity for breast cancer, or a man, prostate cancer. Well, you may feel fine. You may not have any signs going on. But you may have a little tumor sitting there, they call it situ, that's not doing anything. It'll be real easy to take care of. But that gene may give you a clue. And I believe, if I'm right, Spencer, that's one of the primary reasons Medicare is paying for this.
That's true, Dan. They're trying to prevent the high cost of stage 2, 3, and 4 cancer treatment. If they can catch it early, they do have set medications to help in all these areas.
Right, and it'd be more of a focused approach. That's the a lot of times the shotgun approach to dealing with cancer sounds good on the surface, but it's not the most effective. It's not the way of the future, and that's what we're talking about here, Spencer. Before we go any further, now people are going to want to know more about this. And they want to know, and there's a form you fill out, folks. And if you have your Medicare, if you're just a Medicare holder, or if you have Medicare with certain supplement companies, then it's going to be taken care of. But a form has to be filled out, and none of the information is kept. It moves on to the Medicare, but it's not kept. Spencer doesn't hold it. HIPAA laws requires it, and there's a certain way they got set up. So, Spencer, how do people get a hold of you? And I know you'll help them fill out the form. How do they get a hold of you?
It's going to be as simple as a phone call for me to set up an appointment with them. And my phone number is area code 208-400-0808.
Okay, give it to them once more.
That phone number again is area code 208-400-0808.
Pretty easy. 08 is a predominant number there. It shows up 3 times in there. Folks, you're not only doing this for you. If you have kids and grandkids, it can be helpful information for them as well. It'd be good to know where it is. There's been a little bit of cancer in our family lineage, and there's been heart disease. Soon they'll probably be doing this for heart disease. But it's good to know what the possibilities are. And there's an old statement, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So to know beforehand what's going to happen, or what not necessarily what's going to happen, but what could happen, and then you can go look and find out, is there a problem there? Or am I got a clean bill of the health? And maybe a few years later, I might want to check that again. But right now, it's clear. But it's good to know where to focus on. So I'm glad you're doing this, Spencer. I really am.
Well, Dan, the reason I got behind it is I have a history of cancer in my background from my family in about 4 different kinds. But mine's different than my aunts and uncles and my mother. So I want to take the right medication. And this is going to help the doctors and the specialists guide me to what my needs are and my children.
Yeah, I read that on the material that's one of the things they're trying to do, is trying to make sure that you don't give someone the chemo or whatever for something else, or apply it to another area that doesn't really need, doesn't seem to be a problem and doesn't show up. That they test what is the most concerning is. So I want people to really take advantage of this. And this is sort of new to me. And so we're refining our understanding of it. It's not new to the companies that are doing it, but new to me. So I don't know if I'm doing the best job I can to explain this. But again, give Spencer a call so you can fill out the form, and we don't want it to be out of pocket for you, but being taken care of through Medicare or your insurance. And they'll tell you if your insurance takes care of it or not. You may have a supplement company that doesn't, but more likely you have one that does. So Spencer, give them your phone number once more.
Again, my name is Spencer Williams, and my phone number is 208-400-0808.
208-400-0808. Take advantage of it, folks. And thank you, Spencer, for doing this for us. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I appreciate being on the show.
Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next week. This is Dan's Health Talks.